Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the violence in Syria, said the strikes happened in Ariha, a town in Idlib province, about 20 kilometers from the Turkish border. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov challenged Turkey's commitment to fighting terrorism.
У нас накапливается все больше вопросов об истинных намерениях Анкары.
He said there are still questions about Turkey's commitment to getting rid of terrorism, particularly with regard to Syria. Lavrov's comment was in response to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan mocking Moscow's claims it is fighting the Islamic State with airstrikes in Syria. On Saturday, Mr. Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in its history. 5 million registered voters will be able to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. An analyst said ahead of the election, there was no clear picture of who might win. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. We'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called for unity in the Central African Republic and for people to not allow religious differences to divide them as he made a visit today to the country that for years has been torn by a conflict between Christian and Muslim militants. In remarks at the presidential palace in Bangui, he said he hopes upcoming elections will allow the country to embark serenely on a new chapter of its history. Ahead of his arrival, President Catherine Samba Panza said people see Pope Francis as a messenger of peace. Here in the U.S., President Obama spoke out Saturday against the deadly gun attack at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, saying, enough is enough. The attack Friday triggered a gun battle and standoff with police in Colorado Springs, leaving one police officer and two other victims dead. 9 others were wounded. Saturday, hundreds of people honored 44-year-old police officer Garrett Swayze, who died in the gunfire. Ivan Dyson is a friend of Swayze's family.
Incident happened, and basically he tried to save as many lives as he could. It's a tragedy of what happened, and I hope that most folks and all that realize that people should give a lot of credit to officers that basically give their lives and all that for the duty of the citizens and all that they protect.
Controversy has swirled for years around Planned Parenthood clinics across much of the country, with critics pointing to branches that perform abortions. Supporters argue that the bulk of the organization's work centers on providing family planning services. Some abortion opponents have resorted to violence against U.S. clinics and medical practitioners that provide abortion services. The theme of this year's World AIDS Day is Getting to Zero. The UN says new HIV infections have been reduced by 35% since 2000, and AIDS-related deaths are down by 42% since the peak in 2004. VOA correspondent Carol Pearson reports.
The global community has come a long way in the battle against HIV/AIDS. With proper treatment, people with HIV can live long, healthy lives. Dr. Anthony Fauci has spent much of his life working on HIV/AIDS at the National Institutes of Health. He says globally, we have turned a corner on the virus.
If you look at the trajectory of the epidemic, we are on a course towards ending it in the sense of as we know it, because we've always known it as going up, now it's flattening off, and now it's going to start to go down.
There are still 37 million people living with HIV, 2 million new infections a year, and more than 1 million deaths each year. But even in sub-Saharan Africa, there's progress. UNAIDS reports that new HIV infections declined by 41% since the year 2000. Carol Pearson, Washington.
And I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.